We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome back, friends, to the 2023 WNBA mock free agency / offseason on the Her Hoop Stats podcast. I'm Gabe Ibrahim, aka the player agent, for this third annual edition of our role-playing exercise where our panel of WNBA experts pretend to be the GMs of real WNBA teams. This is the second part of three parts, so go listen to part one now before I recap it in just a second. So be warned, there are spoilers. And also, please subscribe and comment on which team you think is winning the offseason and how much the player agent is killing it for his players. Here's what went down in part one. Brandon Stewart returned to Seattle on a one-year Supermax deal. Candace Parker and Courtney Vandersloot followed suit by staying in Chicago. Neka Gumike flirted with Seattle before staying put in Los Angeles for 2 years. Diana Taurasi also returned home to Phoenix on a one-year Supermax deal. And while the Stars didn't move in free agency, a star in Skylar Diggins-Smith did get traded from the Phoenix Mercury to the Minnesota Lynx in exchange for Nalia Chamwa. All of Minnesota's draft picks in the 2023 WNBA draft, including the last pick of the first round, as well as the Lynx first round pick in the 2024 draft. Former number one overall pick Charlie Collier also got dealt to Los Angeles Sparks for the rights to negotiate with Amanda Zowie B. So without further ado, let's get into part two, starting with Breonna Jones's restricted free agency negotiations. Let's do Breonna Jones first, actually.
I think New York is willing to make an offer.
So just to be clear, New York, hard no on Neka Ogumike. Just a hard pass, immediate no, but immediate in on Breonna Jones.
I would say so, because, I mean, I don't think it's tough. I think Breonna Jones more fits what New York needs right now. And she's younger.
All right, let me hear the pitch.
So we're willing to offer Bree Jones the max to 3 year standard max to bring Bree Jones into New York. I think inside presence is something that New York has been lacking, and especially needing someone who can get to the free throw line. And then that would also be able to open up some space, having a dominant presence inside to get shooters open like Sabrina Ionescu, like Johannes, like Howard, like Laney open, and then have Breonna Jones be the person in the middle. I think I'm willing to get Breonna Jones' regular max.
All right, regular max for 3 years on the table from New York. And just to be clear, New York, I am the starting center, correct? I'm starting alongside Natasha Howard. And
yes.
Yeah. So Natasha Howard's going to kind of have to flex to being more of a full-time perimeter player than even she is now, I would say, considering how many minutes I'm going to eat up. Okay, that's an interesting pitch, New York. Thank you. Anyone else in on Bree Jones?
So I feel obligated as Connecticut. I want to express how much we value Bree Jones. You know, unfortunately, you know, I think that we were anticipating that she would have an incredibly strong market. You know, we have a lot of protected money locked up and a lot of talented players. And we've been, you know, as good as we think she is and as much as we think we're at risk of regretting it, I think we're leaning towards having to let her go at that price because we probably want to go, you know, add some smaller players as well. It's kind of the direction we're at.
Wow. What happened to all the talk? You guys don't want to trade Jonquel and keep me? That's not on the same.
You know, we think we've got a lot of talented players in Connecticut this past year. We're quite proud, as a free agent's going to hear pretty soon, of all we've been able to accomplish. And we think that we can, you know, make another run to the finals and hoist the trophy this upcoming year. And so, you know, unfortunately, you know, I think Jonquel Jones is an important part of that, assuming that, you know, she's here.
The disrespect comes back around, doesn't it?
You think so, it's two-way disrespect?
It's coming back. It's coming back to the first. All right, so Bree Jones, so that Max deal in New York sounds good.
Los Angeles is interested.
Okay.
Obviously, you're very familiar with our head coach. He's brought out the best in you over the last few years.
Yeah,
is a really big fan of yours, truly, giving you some tremendous minute loads, despite the fact that there is a lot of front court talent in Connecticut. You'd be our starting center next to Mecca Ogumike. We think that is a really dynamic front court combination. And yeah, I mean, this is a team that we like to play through the front court. Obviously, you know that. So there's a lot of touches that are going to be available to you. And we feel that Mecca is a perfect complement in terms of what she can do defensively. And like gives both of you the space to work offensively as well. And again, like Kurt, I mean, are you going to find a coach that loves you better in WNBA? I just don't see it. So I realize New York is offering the max. We were thinking in the 180 range, but if you want to come, by all means, we can talk about the max as well.
Yeah, no, it's going to have to
I will counter with Los Angeles' point that is that we actually have a coach that has won a championship and knows how to win a championship. I think Brianna Jones could be that piece to help New York in the future.
Yeah, and New York's a little bit younger, too. It matches up with my timeline as I get better. And, you know, love is great. Love don't pay the bills.
Everyone we have under contract other than Eka is very young.
Yeah. A little different, though. Gotta say, it's a little different. It is interesting, though, Los Angeles. I think it's a pretty good pitch. I just don't – the money has to be there. So if there's not a max –
Max, that's fine. Yeah.
Max, okay. Three-year max is on the table from New York, Los Angeles.
You want 3 years or do you want to get out sooner? Because you are only like 26.
No, I think I want the 3 years.
Okay.
I'm gonna take it. I don't know how many deep playoff runs we're getting that they're going to make me look really good.
It's Los Angeles. Come on. It's a big market. Eyes are going to be on you.
Also, it took
New
a lot
York
of.
It's a big market, though.
Yeah. This is two big markets. So is anyone else going to be able to match that 3 year max offer for Brianna Jones from New York and Los Angeles? Anybody else? All right. I think New York is it, because that seems like a good situation, big market. Sorry, Los Angeles. I think New York has a bit more pieces that fit better with what I'm trying to do. So,
are you playing next to Steph Dolson?
No, I'm playing in front of Steph Dolson.
Okay.
Correct. That I confirmed that.
You want to play with Steph Dolson?
No, I want to play.
If you want to be the center, New York is willing to do that.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yep,
I'm the starter, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Then yeah, that's cool. That'll be what I want. So yeah, New York.
Are we protecting that contract?
Yes.
Yeah, that is protected.
Okay.
And then we also have a trade for that. The New York Liberty are trading Steph Dolson to Atlanta for second round pick in 2024.
Trade? Wow. Steph Dolson to Atlanta.
Because, I mean, the whole point of Steph Dolson to New York was to kind of bring Stewie in, but now that Stewie's not here, I mean, then plan has failed.
Well, yeah, it's a tough break for Steph Dolson. It seemed pretty happy there, but she'll live in Atlanta. Yeah. All right, hey, that's
a. But
that's
the other free agents don't hear that about New York and their loyalty.
The other free agents are fine with it. We're really in it for the money. That does Bree Jones. That's interesting. I think that might be there might be a bigger market for her than I think we had on here. And also because all these things happen, one big thing to keep in mind here with the mock off season, we have to do things sequentially, whereas in real life they're all happening at the same time. So yeah. The way we did Chicago, for example, probably wouldn't be the same way. We would all have a better idea if we were real GMs. So that's the one thing to keep in mind. Just like the ordering here makes it a little weird, but I'm guessing there's going to be a bigger market for Breonna Jones. Now, who are we moving on to? Is it Emma Meisman time? Would it appear to everyone to be Emma Meisman time? I think we go to Emma Meisman. All right, Emma Meisman.
Washington's been waiting patiently for this moment, let's just say.
Yeah, okay. That's not uninteresting. Now, here's a question. I mean, Emma, is she going to be late? I don't know. Bobby, you probably have a bit more idea.
Turkey usually goes relatively late, and she is playing for Fenerbahce, who, I mean, I would assume they're going to be in the finals if the Turkish League. It's a little bit funky this year, though, because the Turkish League has gone down from 4 imports to 3. So I'm not honestly sure. They might send people home at a certain point and just keep 3 for the playoffs. They might not. So that's a wrinkle, because they also have – they currently have Kayla McBride, Alina Yagapova, Natasha Howard. Olivia Pupa is not consequential. But they have a lot of non-Turkish players, and the EuroLeague season is done in time for training camp. Yeah.
And I thought we emailed about this prepping that, like, we were not as – she wasn't on the list, I don't think, of players we were concerned about for prioritization. Just, right, Richard?
Yeah. Pretty much. I wanted teams to know. Like, also, we should talk about it just so – you know, we're aware of it, but yeah. I just want to make sure teams know, hey, she may or may not be late.
But we'll try and persuade her in Washington.
Also has Eurobasket during this season.
Right, which is going to be a huge commitment for her, as it has always been. And that will take her out for how much time? Anyone know?
A month. A couple weeks? It depends on how early she leaves to prep, which is there a rule about how early players can leave?
I think there is in the prioritization. National team commitments, right, is exempted, is what I think, right?
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm saying how early could she be gone is what I'm saying. The tournament itself is only like 2 weeks. They're very condensed.
Well, I feel comfortable saying Washington's willing to work with her on her national team commitment.
All right, cool.
As is Chicago.
As is Seattle.
So we have Seattle, Chicago, Washington.
Atlanta would also, I just be very clear that we would be doing everything in our power to acquire Julian Alamand as part of the deal.
I know that
Chicago, a big part of the push is that Ann Waters is there, and we can't trade for an assistant coach, but we could at least get the full player contingent.
There's nothing stopping you from trying, buddy.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let's do it. So I want to hear first from, let's hear from Washington. Give me some figures. So years and numbers.
I mean, Emma, we have cap space. We really value you. I mean, I think the natural thing, Chicago's all what?
How much cap space do you have and how much are you willing to give me?
We have plenty. We want to make sure we have a strong team, but you know, I think Chicago has sort of already said they can't go to the max. So it certainly seems reasonable for us to offer you the max and say that would be the kind of natural starting point in the conversation. Sure. As far as money, just, you know, that's an indicator of how much we value you and your talent. You know, I think it's fair to say we're the scene of your biggest WNBA triumph, 2019 finals MVP. You know that, you know, you can win a championship here, and, you know, the team is quite similar. And so, you know, again, you're a little further east, which might make, you know, kind of the personal considerations better for you being in Washington, D.C. Obviously, Chicago is a good city, too. But nevertheless, you know, we think there's a lot of compelling reasons. You've seen how it can work and how successful it can be. And that's why we think it'd be perfect. Come home. Let's do it.
All right. Yeah. I mean, obviously, still have a lot of love for Washington. That's a place there that she grew up in. And, you know, she probably is interested in going back. I don't think there's like a bad blood situation there is my point. Seattle, Are you willing to go up to the max?
Yeah, without question. And we envision you pairing with Breanna Stewart in the front court playing. You know, Stewie is kind of the anomaly of the three, but really, does it matter between the two of you? Both of you can handle the ball. Both of you can shoot. You know, would kind of defensively, it'll depend on the matchup. So we envision you as kind of interchangeable, like when you played with Elena in Washington. And obviously, you'd be coming into another situation where you'd be competing for a championship.
All right. Okay. So we got and years on that. You guys are willing to go to whatever years I want.
Yep.
Washington, yeah. Certainly as well. I think the thing that fascinated me the most about Seattle's pitch was the like Elena Deladon part of it.
Let's Chicago. Yeah. Give me numbers and figures. I'm sorry, Atlanta. But again, I'm not coming over to not compete for a title.
Well, hold on. Is there just
one? Oh, we lost. We done lost Chicago, so I guess they're out of the ring.
Oh, he's walking away from the negotiation.
While we wait for the reentry of, can I actually make a part of the pitch that's something that's not being considered?
Okay.
With Emma Mieseman, we know how she plays the power forward pretty consistently when she's playing overseas. We know how she takes a beating in the post, and we just want to make sure that Emma Mieseman understands that she would play whichever position, the forward of five, and get whichever defensive assignments she wanted, right? We would craft our defensive scheme in order to make sure that she takes as much or as little pounding as she desires, just to keep her fresh, especially because we recognize the importance of her to the Belgian Cats in year-round. We would also be offering the max for any number of years that she wanted. In addition to, hey, we have Ryan Howard, and hey, we will get Julie Alamand.
Well, if we had Chicago here, I'd ask him how likely that is.
Yeah, well, Shakira Austin's definitely looking forward to
here's the thing,
taking up the post in Washington. I mean,
since
so
Chicago's
that she doesn't
not
take
here,
a beating.
We can say wink, wink, nod, nod. If we're trading for Julie Alamand, we recognize that it's a de facto sign and trade for Mieseman. So
yeah. We're going to bring back the Chicago GM.
Uh-huh.
Was so infuriated by the way the Emma Mieseman negotiations were going.
Or was he sabotaged?
Oh, yeah, who cut me off?
Bobby cut off the internet to all of England for that. All right, Chicago. So I got three max offers here.
Oh, we'll beat that.
Okay, let me hear it.
Well, like I said, we were going to give everybody 200K to begin with. Now they took 205. We'll match that. Come play for the same amount that Courtney and Candice are playing for.
Right, which is less than you would get in Washington.
And no, which is more than you get in Washington. Oh, that's 205,000.
It's at least the same money. And she already left Washington for Chicago. Seattle's very interesting, though. I think Chicago, assuming Chicago's willing to work with me on everything, I can leave for Eurobasket when I want, you know, with the CBA restraints, I can come a little late if I want to. Right, Chicago?
Well, obviously, with the prioritization rules, you have to show up by opening day. But other than that, yeah, we'll work within whatever the rules are.
Yeah, so if I skip training camp, it's chill.
And everyone else, we'd be willing to go over the max if we could work something out here in Washington.
Okay. Yeah.
Just real quick for the league office with Jacob. Prioritization. If they miss days of training camp, they still get fined part of their salary, right?
Yep, I believe it's 1% per day.
And does that get taken off the cap?
No.
I do not think it does. I think
saving real dollars.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. I mean, if Washington can get up to the Supermax.
Going high, we're willing to go higher than that for sure. I don't know, Seattle, if you're going to come in higher than the max as well.
Well, Washington would have to negotiate a sign trade, right?
We would, but we are more than willing to do that for a player of Emma's caliber. That's why we value her so much. Make sure as her agent, you pass that along to her. She probably knows that already, but nevertheless, like we're quite eager to add her. We think we can get, you know, back to finals and win it all again with her.
Yeah. Here's like,
and think of the future.
Yeah. Yeah, the future in Washington is honestly not all that bright.
I don't know. We've got Shakira Austin. We got the fourth pick this year. Obviously not the first, but
the first is a different story.
And your one superstar is fit, like, 1 year in three.
Also, which of these things are you trading to Chicago in the signing
trade?
That's
the question. I mean, I was thinking a little more pick-based, but we haven't really had that discussion.
I think the Supermax for either Seattle or Washington, that could get me out. But I think Chicago's probably – if the offers are the same, I would say Chicago's probably there. So, I mean –
Well, we have the cap space for the Supermax.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to privately –
I don't see her going back to Washington.
Okay. I mean, for the purpose
she's not,
of this
and trip. She's never seemed like someone who's like been cared all that much about the money. I don't know. Like she hasn't been like someone That's who, true. She could have stayed in Washington and got a lot more money, that first time. So, I think Chicago, considering, how they work with international players, how we have a lot of international players,
And you get to play with Alamond and Valdez and everything. Yeah.
I think that pitch for her in particular, again, is really good. So I think we're going back and we'll take the 205.
And do you want more years? You want to go over past the 1 year?
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's no reason. Like, no, everyone else took 1 year, right?
They did. Yep.
I'll take 1 year too. 1 year. Okay. And then 205,000. We're going to run it back in Chicago.
I'm kind of shocked how much cap space Chicago still has.
I think there ain't an awful lot left.
We're going to move on to Azrae Stevens.
Atlanta.
Okay, Atlanta. I've registered your... But I want to hear, though, from Chicago just because they have limited resources now.
Okay.
So, Chicago, what is the offer that you can give me?
We can offer you something starting at $124,000.
Assuming... anyone that is interested in Azrae Stevens can beat that, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. So let's Atlanta, give me a pitch. This actually could work out. She's probably in the age range there.
No, we really prioritize shooting post players. Well, I really prioritize shooting post players. I can't speak for Atlanta's front office. The recent past, but the team we are cultivating has a lot of shooting post players. I think her defensive versatility would work well with the current centers, even though but what we're really looking towards with Azrae Stevens is towards the future. Again, with Ryan Howard, Howard and Stevens would provide a tremendous amount of defensive versatility. We saw Stevens be employed at the three in Chicago and at least situationally was extremely effective. We could go all the way to the five with Stevens. We like that. We prioritize that. We think that Stevens makes life better for whatever ball handlers we can get in, and just we would be really excited about having her in.
So what's the offer on the table?
Let's start 3 years fully guaranteed with 175 with full raises, and we're willing to go further if negotiation proceeds that direction.
All right, so you can go up. You can go up.
Yeah, but we want
why not just offer me the max now?
Because we're willing to go up from 175. We did not say max.
Well, I know, but what else are you doing with your cap space, man? What are you talking about? Give me a max offer. All right, let me hear from I don't know which one of Sabrina's teams out
Phoenix to actually. Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, Phoenix.
Yeah. So the Mercury are interested in contending right now, and given that you have played on some deep championship runs the last 2 years, we believe that you are looking for a postseason situation, and that's something that we're looking to do. We only really have one big committed on our roster in Brianna Turner, and we think that you can play really well next to her. And also, as a center in the lineups that don't involve her, like we mentioned earlier, we want to play fast with a lot of shooting, a lot of spacing, and we think that suits your skills quite well. And defensively, we think you pair well with Bree Turner. So there's just a lot of opportunity for you to stretch your wings here.
Wouldn't Turner and Stevens be a bit redundant?
I think Stevens defends perfectly well on the perimeter.
Okay.
Yeah, and Turner takes more of the beating in the post, honestly. And you're both just like super switchable, super rangy, super athletic, and we think that that fits with the speed and pace that we want to play with in Phoenix. Sure. And there's a lot of opportunity for you here because you'd be starting and playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah. On a good team, hopefully.
Yeah. What's the offer there?
We were starting at 180. That's what I had in the sheet, but we can go up from that.
Do you want to start at 180 or do you want to go up from that now?
I mean, I'm at 180 because I think the offer on the table is 175.
you know, Washington here, then I think that we very much value you as well, right? We've you know, we've got this space for a talented player, and you know, we think we're going to be a contending team now and also looking for the future, because not all of our contracts are guaranteed beyond this upcoming year. So, you know, we'd be willing to come in, I think, at 190.
190, but am I, what am I? Am I the four? Am I starting? What is that?
You know, we trust our coaching staff to deploy you however, you know, that they think is best. You know, we have a core group of people. I've heard some aspersions cast on Elena Deladon's availability. So that certainly will, you know, if it turns out that she is not as healthy as the entire league, everybody on this call would like, then, you know, that means there's going to be a lot of opportunity for you there. So I think, and then, you know, the point is that, you know, it's for us, it's not just about this year. If you come on board, you know, if you look at our cap sheet 2024 and beyond, a lot of flexibility there. You know, we're adding the fourth pick this season, Shakira Austin, you know, the next one player. I think we play well with her. So you know, I think there's a lot of compelling reasons there for Azuray Stevens to
join. I just would like to note that Azuray Stevens has never played more than 22 minutes per game in a season where she played most of the season.
Yeah, that's changing next year.
She's growing. We think she's growing.
She also has an injury issues. And so Atlanta would go to 185, not quite 190 with the cap. Oh. We'd be very
– Atlanta, what are you doing with your cap?
Not quite the faith Phoenix that Washington
will go
has.
To 190.
Okay, all right. But so Washington, though, am I in your finishing – or no, I want to be a starter. Am I in your starting five?
I mean – I think if you look at our current roster, right, obviously you're not looking to start as a guard, right? But, you know, I cannot promise you that spot. You know, what we can promise you is the opportunity to play on a very talented team that can make a good playoff runs, right? I think with Shakira Austin, Maisha Hines-Allens, and Deladon, I can't, you know, it just doesn't seem reasonable to say you absolutely can have a starting spot. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know if you think that you're capable of beating out Maisha Hines-Allen because you're a talented player, and we certainly think you're a talented player, you know, there's no reason for you not to think you could win that.
But if you think I'm capable of, you're offering me $109,000. Give me a spot. All right. Wait, Phoenix, are you up to 190?
We're up to 190, yes. And we are offering you a starting spot.
Anybody else can beat 190?
I mean, we can go up. You can go to 195 if that makes a difference.
That does make a difference.
Given what Bobby mentioned about injuries, I think this is a very important one to discuss whether this is protected or not from the jump, because that's going to be potentially a selling point.
Yeah, I need years. So Phoenix, tell me your years and your protected situation.
Yeah, so we're thinking 2 years fully protected, max raises starting at 190.
Okay. We're doing 3 years fully protected, max year starting at 185.
We're willing to do in Washington 3 years, but fully protected, you know, max raises starting at 190.
Okay. So everyone has fully protected 3 years.
No, I think say two for
we me? Said 2 years. If the years are a sticking point, Azuray, we're willing to add a third.
Okay, so
we were happy to do that from the start.
And I know
we offer her a starting spot. If you want,
I may not finish most games.
Atlanta is also offering a starting spot.
Yeah, Atlanta's a really interesting situation for Azuray, but I think, and Phoenix does have a downside possibility of going forward, like what happens to them. But they have proven to be pretty resilient as a franchise, and as a fan base. I think, you know, being a star there is worth a lot. And there's a chance that we do get into the playoffs.
A chance.
But I want some more money. Can you get up 200,000?
We could do 195.
Washington will go to 200.
We need to get a point guard in.
Atlanta will go to 190, and it seems clear that Atlanta. It's most appealing situation.
Are they just reuniting the entire Chicago Sky front court that wasn't very good? Like, what is happening there?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that appealing of a situation. I mean, you're gonna have someone in the two pick. Sorry, I forgot to get
Ryan Howard in the third pick, and a good defensive coach. And
you're so young, though. More, I don't
cap space. Hey,
I was already in the Dallas situation.
Is not a player who creates her own shot, so we definitely need. high quality ball handlers and spacing.
Alidre Stevens could totally be someone that can create her own shot.
What?
What's the point?
The point is we believe
that she can be a player.
A player.
You know what?
Atlanta will help preserve her value over the life of her contract into the next one by having her in a better situation to get touches in her spots.
Hey, Phoenix, you get up to the max here, and we're done.
Okay, well, let's be real. What has Azra Stevens done to prove that she's a?
I mean, that's only 7,000. The max is only 202.
I understand this.
Only 202.
It's fine. The max is fine. I'm just curious because
it's more of a bidding situation, right? I mean, who do we go to in Washington if we don't sign her?
I would like to point out Chicago will engage in sign and trades if someone wants to pay her more than the max.
Anybody want to do it? What Washington? Do you have a max on the table?
Yeah, we'll definitely have the max, right? I mean, it's
you know what? I just think it's she wants to be a little bit of a star. I think she has not had that opportunity. She's had the opportunity to be a great role player on a great team, but she hasn't had the opportunity to have the ball in her hands and be someone who a team really counts on in that way. And I think that would be something that would be very attractive to her, considering the money is the same, considering the protection is the same. Sabrina, you got yourself a free agent. Let's go. Way to go. All right. So there we go. Azra Stevens to Phoenix.
Man, Mike Tebow's name doesn't carry any more weight in this league.
You have a starting five.
Well,
like there's a lot of minutes now.
No, I know, but he's still the GM, right? So you think he'd be able to sweet talk her. Anyhow, let's move on.
It might be more, I don't know. I'm assuming what she would want, right? I would think if I was her, I would want to have the spots guaranteed. And I think I'll get the ball.
We'll live with the results.
I need to work on my ability to make a pitch.
No, your pitchers are good. You just don't have a great situation. Sabrina ran into this problem for the last 2 years here. It was just like, not selling me much, but she had good pitchers. I think this might be the first free agent you've ever gotten with Phoenix, by the way.
I want to say I got like Crystal Bradford last year.
You did get Crystal Bradford last year.
It was a rough time.
She's doing okay in Girona now, last I checked, at least defensively, offensively.
So, all right, we're kind of getting into the area where it's a little bit more amorphous as to who we're going into. You know, we still have one name that I think is just as good as the players you've mentioned, but they're in a very weird situation. I think Tiffany Hayes is a big deal. I don't know what's going to happen to her. Is she like basically just going back to Atlanta?
I don't know. I don't know what the situation is like in real life. I mean, which matters to this in terms of the relationship.
Well, league office, explain the cap situation happening with Tiffany Hayes and why it's confusing.
Yeah. So Tiffany Hayes ended the season on a bit of a ambiguous note with Atlanta. Some people at first reported that it was unexpected. Then it was clarified that it was expected, but the exact timing wasn't quite known. So just as a result, she ends the season temporarily suspended, not really punishment, just for like not being with the team. And as a result, she falls under the category of suspended contract expired. So right now, Atlanta does have the exclusive negotiation rights. They could trade those rights. They could waive those rights and grant her unrestricted free agency, or they could just hold on to that. They have quite a bit of leverage there. I think, honestly, that might be the first decision. Atlanta, would you be interested in trading her rights or letting her rights run out? Or
I'm cynically, I don't want to let her rights lapse. I would like to pitch it to Gabe just to sort of express whether he thinks that Hayes would be interested in returning to Atlanta.
Is that
situation seems healthy?
She's been coming back. So I mean, like it has. You have to give me some money.
We're thinking of 2 years guaranteed at 185 flat.
2 years guaranteed at 185 flat. No. In a universe where she has not have the exclusive rights here, is anyone else going to beat that? If no, then we're good. That's chilling.
I mean,
no one else.
She wants a starting spot, right? I'm going to have the same problem in Washington, right?
She wouldn't be starting over.
Alicia Clark would be gone in this situation.
I guess she could. I mean, yeah, certainly we could try that if we think that it fed. I think we're looking for talent in that spot.
I mean, basically, let's put it this way: is I mean, do so, Jacob? do WNBA teams have the right to allow players under suspended contracts to communicate with other teams to facilitate a potential sign and trade?
That's a really good question. I know, like, in theory, this comes up with core qualifying offers. I think it happened a couple of years ago where I forget who exactly, but someone was – would it have been
Candace Parker?
I did it with Netflix.
As a gesture of goodwill, they let her communicate with other teams.
In real life?
Yeah, Seattle did this with Lloyd last year as well.
Okay. Well, then Atlanta would be prepared to do so with Hayes.
Yeah, I mean, so you're going to beat that offer, Washington?
What was the exact offer again? Was it
2 years, 85, 185.
85, sure, yeah.
185 for both years, fully guaranteed.
I mean... Yeah.
She feels comfortable beating out Mage Hines Allen at the three. Azrae Stevens not a three, so that was kind of the sticking point there.
Right. I'm a little on the spot because I wasn't really anticipating that, but I am struggling to think of a player that I would want to spend more money on. So if we match that for the opportunity in Washington, would she take that?
Yes, I think she would.
She would prefer that over Atlanta.
Yeah,
she would prefer that over Atlanta. Now, if someone else in a better winning situation, you know, I would consider that probably like Seattle or Chicago at the moment, or Las Vegas, wants to beat that. I don't think they can. I don't know. Probably Seattle would have the only reasonable path to beating that.
I think we're looking to spread that money around a little bit more.
Okay. Then why don't Washington and Atlanta see if they can work out a trade? But I think the numbers are there for Tiffany Hayes.
Do we need to work out a trade, or could they just kind of release her?
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't think they want to.
As long as you're interested in re-signing her, I don't think you just give away.
And she's rights. She's not interested in coming back to Atlanta, so it's not like she's like forcing her way to DC.
We would accept the number 4 overall pick as sufficient.
I'm sure you would.
Offers on the table from Atlanta and Washington. It was 2 years fully protected, starting at 180, correct? That was
185. Flat, no raise.
Okay, so flat, no raise, 2 years protected from either Atlanta or Washington. Given the given her status, it has to come down to those two teams. Atlanta would need to agree to trade with Washington, and I'm understanding that we have to do something before we do this trade so you guys can figure it out.
Well, it's really about what are we going to trade. So you already heard the offer asking for number 4 from Washington. Washington values Tiffany Hayes, but we absolutely value that 4th pick. It's important, I think, for our future. And given how good we are, we think that we want to make sure we have this opportunity to be picking in the lottery. So Washington also talked about offering next year's Washington pick. I think that had less interest than having Alicia Clark come over as part of a sign and trade. And so here we are thinking it's time to talk about Alicia Clark.
So what was Atlanta offering?
So it would just be straight up sign and trade for Clark and Hayes going.
Yeah, but all right. So what
Clark is a UFA.
Yeah, but what price?
Yeah.
Years and dollars for Clark. What is it?
2 years, 150 fully guaranteed.
Anyone want to beat that? Because she's a free agent, she can negotiate with anybody.
Yeah. So what? I guess we'd be happy to do that as Washington.
But you, so you.
Oh,
you,
wait, I'm so, I'm seeing the flaw in terms of not really getting any compensation.
The only difference at this rate, or at least at a rate below the standard maximum, is if for whatever reason someone wanted to give her 4 years but couldn't unless they were Washington.
Gotcha.
So that'd be the only difference for her. I mean, like, Alicia's willing to help out Washington if that's the best deal on the table, but she's not willing to take less money.
I would say that if Atlanta's willing to take Alicia Clark, then she should sign there and let
that's great Tiffany for Washington.
I just realized how much Washington's by then.
All right, so we can beat it though. So 2 years, 150, right? That was a deal for Clark.
Flat.
Protected
both years.
Protected.
So can anyone beat that?
I mean, Storm have interest, but I don't think we can do that. We were probably thinking a 1 year deal.
But what cost? What price?
I mean, we do 150.
Do 150? I mean, yeah. No, I would much rather be in Seattle. I'd much rather be in Seattle because it's a winning situation next year. And this is like, I don't know, it's probably coming up on the end for Alicia.
Okay.
So I mean, Washington. Drew Rowler be in Seattle at that cost.
We'll take that. We'll take the next year pick. If can you also throw on Rui Machida, just for fun? I mean, I know that has to be cleared by Machida and her representation, but
I mean, like, what are the chances, given that Tiffany Hayes kind of wanted to leave at the end last season, that it's really a question of will she come back to Atlanta or not play at all? Tiffany Hayes' agent.
She wants to be. She wants to play in WNBA. She wants to make that much money. $185,000. That's good money.
Well, I mean, we'll take the next year first, and we would like Machida as a sort of sweetener.
I mean, I would definitely prefer. I mean, I love Machida's game. I'm not sure. We were planning to keep her, so if we can make the deal without Machida, that would be preferable. You think you would do that, Atlanta?
I'm doing the calculation in my head of how good I think Washington will be next year.
I'm going to tell you, we've got a lot of question marks.
Yeah. Well, of course you want. Of course you're saying that. You want me to think the draft pick's better. There's no other real ass.
You're going to not get Tiffany Hayes for Rui Machida? Is that where we're at now? Come on.
I'm waiting to see what Bobby says. Come on, who's that? You're supposed to be neutral on this. You just want to play for winning.
We got to get this moving, man. Rui Machida's not holding up this offseason.
Well, fine.
I'm willing to. I think that Machida is especially useful given how we want to keep Howard. We don't want to force Howard into primary ball handler responsibility. She's not.
Okay. I think if Gabe adds anything, you were going to take it without Machida, and I would have gotten away with that bluff. But if it has to be Machida, let's do it and move on.
It's a principle of the issue. Because absolutely you should be trading a Rui Machida for Tiffany Hayes. All right, so that is awesome. I think that's a great get for Washington. That may have been a little bit homerish of me, but I think she would love to be in Washington. That's a really, really good situation. Yeah,
so what's the full extent of that trade, and what is the signing at?
Tiffany Hayes signs for 2 years, $185,000, fully guaranteed, no raise. Atlanta receives a 2024 first-round pick from Washington, and the negotiation rights to Rui Machida, the reserve rights, which I'm assuming Gabe is clearing because reserve rights have to be cleared by the player.
Yeah,
to be traded. And we are offering, we're offering this standard 1 year minimum contract for Machida. And we can, yeah.
That's a good trade for Atlanta, too. Like it. Good Atlanta. I'm sorry we haven't been that Seth to go to the, but we're getting to people that I think will be very excited about the situation in Atlanta. So let's go to the restricted free agency market for a little bit.
And we did officially have a deal for Clark.
Oh, we did not have a deal for Clark. Good point. Thank you. I totally forgot that we were doing Alicia Clark at this moment too. So the offer on the table from Seattle's 1 year, $150,000 protected.
Yep.
The deal from Atlanta is 2 years at the same price with protection.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? No? Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Atlanta. This is another special situation.
I'm taking this one on the chin.
This one makes a little bit more sense. So we're going Alicia Clark back home to Seattle. This is awesome. I love this. This might be my favorite.
Get the band back together.
Yeah, I love it. Let's do it. So what did we just agree to? So 2 year, 1 year.
1 year, $150,000 protected.
That'll do it for a whirlwind part two. To recap, Breonna Jones signed with the New York Liberty on a 3 year max deal that the Connecticut Sun could not match. So she'll be the Liberty starting center, especially after New York dealt Steph Dolson to the Atlanta Dream for a 2024 second round pick. Emma Mieseman really considered a return to the Washington Mystics before going back to the Chicago Sky to chase another ring. Azrae Stevens actually bolted from Chicago to Phoenix on a 3 year max deal. Tiffany Hayes ended up with the Washington Mystics after settling her unique free agency situation in a sign and trade, where Rui Machida actually ended up with the Dream. Finally, Alicia Clark returned not to her team from last year, the Washington Mystics, but to her home for the first 9 years of her career, the Seattle Storm. So join us for part three, subscribe, tell your friends, and we'll see you soon.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.